Albany County is deep in a debate about the possibility of wind development within its borders. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor reports that finding facts about the issue can be difficult.
As energy companies look to build more wind farms in southeast Wyoming, the issue of wind development has bitterly divided residents of Albany County. You can characterize the two camps broadly as being either for wind development or against it. But wading into the fight, it's easy to get quickly overwhelmed with the diversity of opinions and the sheer amount of statistics, numbers, and claims being tossed about. During a public comment period at a county commission meeting, you might hear someone give the wrong statistic.
In practice, turbines extract only 39% of a wind's power.
But 15 minutes later, a scientist corrects the record.
The theoretical limit on extracting kinetic energy from wind is 59%. It's called Bett's Law.
But not all claims are as neatly refuted as this. At that meeting alone, 40 people commented on the issue of wind. Additionally, websites, mailers, and opinion pieces are also circulating through the community, making bold claims about the harms or benefits of wind energy. To get my head around the issue, I spoke with an expert about some of these claims. Jonathan Naughton leads the University of Wyoming's Wind Energy Research Center. He says both sides of the debate have spread misinformation, but that the majority, at this point, is coming from those speaking against wind development. Naughton says a turbine's efficiency is one common point of confusion or misrepresentation. A wind turbine takes the power available in the wind and transforms it into electrical power, but it's not perfectly efficient.
What people say is, you know, you always like to have efficiencies near 100%, right? But in order to get all that energy out of the wind, you'd have to actually bring the wind to a stop to recover all that kinetic energy. And that's not possible, right? If you brought it to a stop, you'd have no energy flowing through the turbine.
The theoretical limit to that efficiency sits at about 60%. Currently, a lot of wind turbines can do 50%, which experts say is more than enough to make them economically feasible. But money isn't everything, and many critics of wind development in Albany County point to the potential environmental impacts of the turbines themselves. For one, it currently takes non-renewable energy resources, like coal, to build a turbine.
So wind turbines do require non-renewable energy just like everything else we manufacture today, right? That's the way our electric grid is powered.
Naughton says that will change if renewables like wind and solar start to provide more of the grid's power. But even now, the renewable power produced by a turbine far outweighs the non-renewable power it took to make that turbine.
You'll see people say that, you know, wind turbines never produce more power than it took to build them, and that's patently false. Depending on the turbine model, it recovers all the energy it uses in somewhere between 5 and 8 months, as it's running. So if we use 6 months as the return time, then in 20 years, it's going to produce 40 times the amount of power that it took to make.
Another claim is that wind turbines kill birds, a lot of birds, somewhere in the ballpark of 600,000 a year. Naughton says this claim is true, but he adds that domestic cats kill at least 2,000 birds for every one killed by turbines, and climate change, one of the main justifications for wind development, poses a substantial threat to birds as well.
Also, cell towers do a number on birds, skyscrapers, buildings, automobiles, all kill far more birds than wind turbines. And that's not to justify, it's just to put it in perspective.
These are complex and nuanced issues, and it can get messy when people have to explain their positions or what they've learned through their own amateur research during a live 3-minute public comment. But that's often where these debates play out. Albany County Commission Chair Pete Gosar says public comment is important for good decision-making. The problem is sorting fact from fiction, and people can use their public comment to knowingly or unknowingly spread false information. Gosar says that puts a lot of pressure on elected officials to ask their own questions.
Where did you get that information? Is that a peer-reviewed piece of information? Or let's kind of discuss that, because I think it does really matter. Not all information is equal.
Gosar says it's important to read up on topics of debate in the community, to do the research. But research isn't as easy as it sounds, especially on a divisive topic like wind development. So people come to public meetings not just with their own opinions, but with their own set of facts.
You can be so inundated with information that may or may not be accurate that it's almost the same as not having access to any information. I don't know exactly how to wrestle with that, and maybe somebody can give me a public comment on how to do that, because I really think it's important.
Back at the Wind Research Center, Naughton doesn't have any easy answers either. He agrees that the internet is full of conflicting, motivated sources of information, but
misinformation doesn't help us make good decisions, right? The decision can go one way or the other, but we want to base it on good information.
It might be difficult to find that online, where wind energy companies tout their own benefits and fossil fuel magnates quietly fund outlets like PragerU to tout the benefits of carbon dioxide. Albany County just received an application for a 26,000-acre wind farm, and it will be subject to the current regulations. But opponents of the wind farm continue to push for more restrictive regulations. For Wyoming Public Radio, this is Jeff Victor.